From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. That is the sound of men frantically trying to remove the body of Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh from wreckage. Saleh was killed Monday after his motorcade was stopped by Houthi militiamen who were pursuing him as he fled the capital, Sana'a. Amateur video released by Houthi media showed the former president with an apparent gunshot wound to the head being carried off in a blanket. Correspondent Edward Uranian is monitoring the situation from Cairo.
Former U.S. diplomat David Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, told VOA Saleh was one of the smartest political operatives in the Arab world, and the former president believed he had been unjustly driven from office by countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council in accord with the United States. Mack told VOA before news of Mr. Saleh's death, the former president wanted to have one chance to restore his reputation, which had been terribly, terribly damaged during the past decade.
He's gone from having the reputation of being the supremely capable political operator within Yemen to being somebody who was just out for personal power and was prepared to see tremendous suffering of Yemeni people in the process.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For the first time since 2011, a United Nations official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. The UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, is expected to visit Pyongyang in early December. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis on Monday urged Pakistan to redouble its efforts to confront militants and terrorists operating within the country. He emphasized the, quote, vital role it can play in the American effort to bring peace to Afghanistan. The U.S. is working with the governments of Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad to encourage communities to reintegrate rehabilitated former Boko Haram fighters and the people held captive by those fighters. But the initiative faces resistance, as correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika tells us from northern Cameroon.
200 women and children said to be ex-Boko Haram militants are in a makeshift camp here at Kolofata on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. The women say most of them were captured and kept in the Sambisa forest and were subjected to rape and sexual slavery. Among the ex-militants is Maimuni Aji. She says her nightmare is not over. She says if she had not gone to buy food 2 weeks ago, she would have been killed in the fire that burned her house. Cameroon and the UN have been distributing seeds, goats, sheep and pigs to the returnees and asking their communities to welcome them. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Kolofata.
A judge of the Supreme Court in Spain on Monday ordered 6 jailed Catalan politicians released, but he upheld the continued detention of 2 separatist activists and 2 other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. He said that he believed there was no risk the defendants would leave the country. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his government will launch a cryptocurrency or digital currency to circumvent what he called a financial blockade by the U.S. government. He said the new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the socialist-run OPEC nation's oil, gold, and mineral reserves. He said that will let Venezuela advance toward new forms of international financing for its economic and social development. He didn't say what the new currency's value will be, how it will work, or when it will be launched. The government also announced the creation of a blockchain observatory software platform for buying and selling the virtual currency. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.